From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now, President Bush is meeting with Israel's Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert. It took place at a time when both face criticism, President Bush for his handling of the war in Iraq and Olmert for his handling of the war over the summer with Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon. However, the men used their meeting to focus on another perceived threat, Iran's nuclear ambitions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Diplomats at the UN are bogged down in their discussions about a sanctions resolution to press Iran to give up controversial nuclear activities. President Bush made clear today Iran should face economic isolation for refusing to comply with Security Council demands.
Our focus of this administration is to convince the Iranians to give up its nuclear weapons ambitions. And that focus is based upon our strong desire for there to be peace in the Middle East. And an Iran with a nuclear weapon would be a destabilizing influence.
While he mentioned peace in the Middle East, he barely addressed the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during his brief remarks to the media. Stephen Cohen, a scholar for the Israel Policy Forum, was surprised by that.
For those of us who want to see some movement towards peace, it's disappointing. For those who wanted to see the Israeli-American relationship stay on the same status quo, I guess they'd be happy about it, because nothing has changed.
Cohen said he thought the meeting would be more important than it turned out to be because President Bush is under pressure to change course in the Middle East to try to revive the Arab-Israeli peace process. James Zogby, president of the Arab American Institute, says this is something the Bush administration has neglected.
We're left in a situation somewhat like waiting for Godot, except Godot's name is Baker.
He means James Baker, who is co-chairing the commission looking into options for U.S. policy on Iraq. Zogby and other analysts expect Baker to suggest a more comprehensive Middle East policy, and that includes dealing with the Arab-Israeli conflict.
My sense is that if we begin to move in the more thoughtful way that Secretary Baker understood the region years ago, we might find a way to begin to get out of this hole, but it is not going to be easy.
Iraq will continue to dominate the foreign policy agenda. The situation in Lebanon remains precarious, and the U.S. doesn't have high-level contacts with key players, such as Syria. President Bush gave no indication today that he's ready to open a serious dialogue with Damascus.
We expect the Syrians to be, one, out of Lebanon so that the Lebanese democracy can exist. Two, not harboring extremists that create, that empower these radicals to stop the advance of democracies. Three, to help this young democracy in Iraq succeed.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert echoed this, saying he'd like to negotiate with Syria, but only if the Syrians act responsibly.
Everything that they are doing is to the other direction, in Lebanon, in Iraq, and the sponsorship of Hamas as the main perpetrators of terror against the state of Israel.
As Prime Minister Olmert and President Bush spoke, another world leader added his voice to the debate. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is calling for a dialogue with Syria and Iran to stem the violence in Iraq and secure a broader Middle East peace. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.